GOP Rep. Turner, Biden a serial classified document hoarder. By Pam Key on January 22, 2023. Representative Mike Turner, RO, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that President Joe Biden was a serial classified document hoarder. Partial transcript as follows. Margaret Brennan, so we have this development in regard to the further materials that were found at President Biden's Delaware home. What is your reaction? And what does it signify to you that no one realized that this classified material was missing, some of it dating back to his Senate years? Turner, this is really incredible. And as you know, congratulations to you, we would not know anything about this if it hadn't been that CBS had broken this story. The White House nor the Department of Justice had shared any of the information with the public. And this really is one matter, we wouldn't have this issue if it hadn't been for Biden's Attorney General did making the decision to raid former President Trump's house looking for classified documents that were being held there. What's amazing about all this is it takes us to the question of why were these documents here? Well, now that we learned that some of these go back to his Senate time. You know, clearly he's become a serial classified document hoarder. Why did he have these? Who did he show them to? I mean, the only reason you can think of as to why anyone would take classified documents out of a classified space at home is to show them to somebody. Who did he show them to? This is going to be crucial, I think, to the special counsel's investigation. Is why did the president have these documents? Who did he show them to him? And is it connected to the Biden family businesses? Brennan, well, you know, the difference is of course, too. I want to talk about the Biden situation. But just to clarify, when you reference President Trump, there were 300 classified documents, there was a warrant. There was refusal to comply in terms of handing things over and the White House and the president's lawyer are pointing out that in the case of Biden, he granted permission, and this was consensual for the DOJ to come in and search. Does the fact that the Justice Department conducted the search signify anything more to you and do you have any insight into the sensitivity of the documents? Turner, sure, absolutely. I think this looks more like a cover-up than an investigation. Brennan, do you have any facts to back up your allegations that he was hoarding things in terms of intention to take classified material versus it's been characterized that it was somehow accidental? Do you have any insight into what these materials were? Turner, well, they didn't fly to his home without him. They went on a train with him from his Senate offices and then in boxes that he was in charge of. The chain of custody here is going to be important. Because we know that these were in Joe Biden's hands and Joe Biden's control. Then ended up behind his Corvette in his garage and in his office. That he did not control and also throughout his house. So the special counsel is gonna have to deal with the issue of what was the chain of custody? Who had these? Why did he take them to begin with? When did he get them? When was he handed these documents? And what did he do with them? And this is a real critical question to all this. Why did he have these documents to begin with? And that is why the special counsel's work is going to be really important. Because I can think of no reason why the president should have taken home, as a senator or as vice president, any classified documents that clearly have no protection. They're available and open to anybody. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.